Saul Alinsky in Rules for Radicals, master to Barack Hussein Obama, rightly said, "Lest we forget an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history, the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively, he at last won his own kingdom, Lucifer." If you remember correctly, friends, it was Barack Hussein Obama who rightly said,
"We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America."
So what we need to do is we need to go to Barack Hussein Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, and check out the 12 rules for radicals and see if we can't find these rules being played out in the face of the American people. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is derived from two main sources, money and people. Have-nots must build power from flesh and blood. Never go outside the expertise of your people. It results in confusion, fear, and retreat. Feeling secure adds to the backbone of anyone. Organizations under attack wonder why radicals don't understand the real issues. This is why. They avoid things which they have no knowledge. Whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Look for ways to increase insecurity, anxiety, and uncertainty. Is this what you're seeing today, America? Make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. If the rule is that every letter gets a reply, send 30,000 letters. You can kill them with this because no one can possibly obey all of their own rules. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. There is no defense. It's irrational. It's infuriating. It also works as a key pressure point to force the enemy into concessions. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. They'll keep doing it without urging and come back to do more. They're doing their thing and will even suggest better ones. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Don't become old news. Keep the pressure on. Never let up. Keep trying new things to keep the opposition off balance. As the opposition masters one approach, hit them from the flank with something new. Attack, attack, attack from all sides. Never giving the reeling organization a chance to rest, regroup, recover, and re-strategize. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Imagine an ego can dream up many more consequences than an activist. If you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side can win the public to your side because the public sympathizes with the underdog.
Pay attention.
The price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Never let the enemy score points because you're caught without a solution to the problem. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and
Wisconsin
polarize
Wisconsin Christian
it.
News,
cut
a 48-page national newspaper, unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes here, we're going to have our friend Curtis Bowers, a award-winning filmmaker of Agenda 21, Grinding America Down, and Agenda 2, Part 2. And we're going to have him rejoin us. We had him on about a week and a half ago, and I promised we'd bring him back on concerning the topic in which he hits across the boards concerning Grinding America Down. Speaking of which, did you pay attention to the content of the video? That was, in a sense, a preface to breaking into the show, our intro. Saul Alinsky, he was a disciple of the devil. He blatantly said that. I mean, he's the author of Rules for Radicals. In his book, he literally thanked the devil himself. Again, no joke. You eat the fruit of your own ways. I wish he had the opportunity, I'm sure he does, that he could come back and tell the people that this is no joke. And I did not realize what I was playing with until I got here. Read Luke 16, and you will understand perfectly. Did you listen to what he said concerning Rule 10? Now, if you go back, you'll see that everything that this devil, who's now in hell where he belongs, is interesting to note that he just took his pointers from the devil himself and other minions of hell that went before him, that preceded him. And I'm referencing John 8:44, and I'm being a little facetious, but I'm also being serious about what I'm saying. But isn't it interesting that Vladimir Lenin, he said the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. Now listen to what Saul Alinsky said. He just reworded it a different way. That was it. He said, if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. Violence from the other side, you know them as the left, can win the public to your side. You know them as the right. Because the public sympathizes with an underdog. Unions use tactics, peaceful, albeit loud, demonstrations during the heyday of unions in the early to mid-20th century incurred management's wrath, often in the form of violence that eventually brought public sympathy to their side. Again, does this sound familiar? I want to show you a video here because it's important that you see this. Hey, folks, sometimes your enemies teach you the lessons. And I'll tell you what, the more they attack this ministry, the more I learn as to how to deal with them. And yes, of course, I have on the armor Ephesians 6:12. And yes, I understand what the Word of God says. But you know what it comes down to? Good police officers, they know the mind of the enemy. They know how that they operate. And they know how to counterattack what you know as criminals, as the left today. And again, the reason I'm saying this is because it's amazing to me that the American press has somehow successfully convinced the people in this country that the guy that's now going into the people's White House is somehow the victim. Well, if you listen to Rule 10 of Saul Alinsky's tactics, you'll understand perfectly as to how it works. So in saying that, sometimes your enemy is actually telling you what you need to hear. You ready for this? I hope so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Check this out, folks. This is insane, but it's very telling, and it shows you that the Alinsky tactics are in play today. Check this out. Oh, we got to go ahead and...
suit and their red tie, the Trump uniform, every single one of them, it seems that they shopped
at the
same
guys
store
this guy
and got
has
the exact same suit and the exact same tie. There's also just the fact that the people that Donald Trump is surrounding himself with aren't exactly legal angels. You have Chuck Zito. Chuck Zito was an outlaw in a motorcycle gang in New York City, the Hells Angels. He spent years in prison on drug charges. Boris Epstein, Donald Trump's legal advisor, indicted in Arizona regarding the fake electors scheme. Bernie Kerik, the former commissioner of the New York City Police Department, who was in prison for tax-related charges and then later pardoned by Donald Trump. Alan Dershowitz, beginning in 2015, Dershowitz was involved in a series of defamation lawsuits and countersuits over allegations he engaged in sexual misconduct. He denied them. Matt Gaetz, Representative Gaetz is being investigated.
Now, it's important that you see this because the reason I'm playing this out is because in Psalm 12, verse 8, the Bible tells us that the wicked walk on every side when the vilest are in power. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. But notice the people that this administration has around himself. And the reason I stopped it on Matt Gaetz is because you guys all understand that during the time that he was being initiated as one of America's heroes, you know, Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason, different than what our forefathers were. Isn't it interesting? He said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Isn't it interesting how Matt Gaetz was sold to the American people as one that would fight on their behalf? And I told you that he's extorted just like the majority of those in federal government and in state governments today. And I brought that up because Matt Gaetz, during the time that he was being initiated into office, at the same time, simultaneously, he was actually being called out for his involvement in sex trafficking, okay? Now, I told you this before, but it seems like people don't want to listen until they actually see it. Until they hear it from the mainstream media, they don't believe, right? I mean, it's amazing how that works, but that's how it works, friends. But Matt Gaetz here, he's being called out for just exactly what I told you he's being called out for, and yet he's sold to the American people as some freedom fighter on your behalf. These are the people that Mr. Trump has around him.
...by the House Ethics Committee over allegations that include sexual misconduct.
His buddy went to prison, by the way.
Doing. Jason Miller, Donald Trump's spokesperson, owes Geo Media, formerly Gizmodo Media Group, nearly $42,000 in legal expenses after he tried and failed to sue the company for accurately reporting on legal filings stipulating he'd secretly drugged his pregnant mistress with an abortion pill. The people that he's surrounding himself with, I mean, if the jury knows anything about them, and maybe they don't know the details of some of these allegations against each of these individuals, but they're not, he's not surrounding himself with angels, but rather Hell's Angels.
Well, very true.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. Another little bit of a leak for the American people to see what is actually happening here. And guess what? It's actually happening. Somebody just asked me today, or earlier, Bradley, you know, my mom and my family members, they love the Lord, and this is what they did. They got caught up into what was going on, and they went out and they voted for the lesser of two evils. What does the Word of God say about it? And I said, well, the Word of God says they love not the truth. They didn't love righteousness. And therefore, and I'm talking about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and the Bible tells us that God sent them a delusion that they might believe the lie. See, that's all you have to do is judge a tree by its fruit. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less, right? And then I kicked her over to 2 Chronicles 19:2, where it says the wrath of God abides upon those that go ahead and get involved in the manipulation that takes place in voting for the lesser of two. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your Amen. Communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, if you want to make a comment, I'll do my best to check them out. But if you want to call in, you want to talk to Kurt, you want to make a comment as to what he's saying, or you want to question whatever the case is, Kurt, that number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ, we have the mind of Christ, and it is him who we follow. Acts 4:12. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, the list goes on, you get the point. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Heaven and the Constitution is the only stability that we have in this country, said President Buchanan. Period. Okay? Just wanted to make clear that you all understood this. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and pull up our friend Curtis Bowers, who is a former Idaho state legislator. I did not know this, Kurt, until now. And a restaurateur and the award-winning filmmaker of Agenda, Grinding America Down, and Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. Curtis hosts the Agenda Weekly Show, an in-depth weekly report analyzing the agenda behind the news from a Christian conservative perspective. Curtis has traveled extensively across America for the past 15 years, seeking to wake the troops, amen, and to the dangers of the Marxist ideology, exposing the left, the long war against God, and equip the grassroots to push back. Curtis and his wife, Lauren, have been married for 35 years, homeschool their 9 kids, awesome, and have 8 adorable grandchildren. You know what that means, don't you, Kurt? That means we're getting older, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. Yes, someone wisely once said, life is a vapor.
My goodness. You know, isn't that true? Just talking real quick here before we get into your content. You ask a man 70, 80, 90 years old, or even if he's pushing 100 years old, can you remember when it was that you were 5 years old, 10 years old? Oh, just like it was yesterday. And the older you get, it seems like it goes quicker and quicker. Isn't that true?
Yeah. My dad just had his 90th birthday in February. And at his party, he said this. It was very sobering. Yesterday, I was a young man.
Interesting.
And he's a Christian, but he said that's the truest statement of the Bible. Well, it is a vapor. Yeah. He just goes, you still think of yourself way younger than you are. I'm 90 years old. I'm an old man, but it's just gone so fast. That's why you want to use your time wisely, because it is slipping away every second, every day. And I know that's what you're doing. That's what I try to do, is wake people up to the reality. You're going to stand before God. And you will give an account. And if you're born again, you're not going to have to give an account for your sins, but you are for your time, your treasures, and your talents. What did you do with what I gave you? How did you steward them? And so I just want to encourage all of you, just to start with, take inventory of your life regularly. For sure, once a year, where you spend at least one day analyzing, did I spend last year the way I intended to? Did I accomplish the things I intended to? Was I doing the things I should be doing, or just what I wanted to be doing? And the more we do that, we'll be grateful when we stand before Him and have been as faithful as is humanly possible, because we are frail, sinful men. He knows that. He's a loving Father. But to not reflect when we know it's a vapor regularly and say, God, help me to be more faithful, more purposeful, more observant of those around me, more my children, my grandchildren, my neighbors. Something I try to keep reminding myself, because I want to be faithful. I want, when I stand before Him, He'll go, well done. Your life was about pleasing me, and I'm thankful for that.
Amen. I was going to say to that too, is Ephesians 5:16, where it tells us that we are to redeem the time because the days are evil. And then I thought about what you were talking about, examining yourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5, where it says that we're to examine ourselves on a daily basis to see if we're in the faith or not, or lest we be found to be reprobates. And then when you kept kind of going on there, I was thinking about something John Adams had said, the second president of the United States, the Colossus of Independence, the man that was separated from his family for years at a time, establishing what it is that we have today. He was on 22 commissions to establish, again, what it is that we have today. And, you know, it's amazing to me when you look at a guy like that to try to find excuse for anything left undone today. It's like, nope, I'm not even close to that guy. I've got a lot of work to do. And he said that he did all of that, Kurt, for the very purpose that he knew that he was going to answer to the Lord for everything he did and for everything that he didn't do while he had the time to do it. So, you know what? I love that kind of thought, and we're on the same page totally. And I appreciate that very much. I want to get over to this, because we didn't get to the contents of grinding down America. And this is one of the things that we tried to get to in part when we did an event together in Florida there, the Pensacola area. And, you know, we had all those technical problems. It seemed like you were the only one that kind of escaped that. Am I right during that event?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think you were the one that got through that one. It's like, whoa, Kurt he slid right through that one, and everybody else is kind of being hindered by it. But do you want to just kind of go ahead and share with us concerning Agenda 21 and what is grinding down America and the agenda that's in play, even as we sit here now and speak?
Well, it's a long, purposeful march, as they call it, through the institutions to change us as a people from within. And most people have awakened over the last 10, 20 years to realize something has happened to our country. What is going on? But many people think that it's not as purposeful and is not as long range as it actually has been. It's been 100 plus years just actively, purposely behind the scenes of those who are our enemies, which I like to identify specifically as the Marxists and communists. And the reason I do that is because as you study world history, you see what happens when different civilizations, they throw God out of the mix or maybe never had him in the mix. And I noticed it always ends in a communistic form of government. And then, like Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And as I've studied this for decades now, I realize that's all this is. When you forget God, you'll be turned into hell. And hell on this earth is living in a communist society. So that's those are Lucifer's soldiers, disciples, and people that are working toward his purposes. And that's why it was so amazing to me as I dug in to make those documentaries. They don't ever miss a trick, because their commander-in-chief, Satan, knows exactly how God intended everything to be, and so they're not stopping until everything has been flipped on its head. And so that's why even the moral issues, I'm like, how does a communist know pornography will destroy a country, but most Americans don't get that, and things like that. As I studied, I was really like, oh, okay, that's what it is. It's Lucifer knows it all, and he is going to pervert, twist, destroy everything possible. Well, I was a representative in Idaho back in 2008, and I don't know if God put me in that position, something I didn't even want. It's pretty amazing how God, when you submit your life to him, he sometimes has different plans than you do, but they're always way better. And I was not, it wasn't until I was 32 years old where I had completely submitted to the Lord and given him my life. I was raised in a good family, but was still playing the game so many people do, where you're kind of wanting both, the best of both worlds. Yeah. I want everything God has, and I want everything the world has. And it doesn't work. If you're young and haven't figured that out, trust me, and trust the Bible. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, amen, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Well, 32, thankfully, God got a hold of me, and I finally go, oh, dear God, I'm sorry. I've wasted 32 years doing what I wanted to do. And I just said at that time, God, if there's anything different you want me to do in my life, I'll do it. Anything at all. If you want me to go be a missionary in China or whatever dramatic thing I could think that I really didn't want to do, but I go, no, I would do that because you're the boss. I'm not. And at that point, he just started changing so many things in my life, mainly my heart. Really turned my heart toward my family, my children, my wife. I was like, oh, I need to spend more time with them. I need to invest in their lives, which was wonderful. And during that season, I was in the restaurant business. That's when he miraculously just had a guy come in the restaurant one night after I'd been praying this for a year and a half. God, what do you want me to do? And he said, will you sell me the restaurant? And it wasn't for sale. But I knew right when he asked me, God, you're getting me out, aren't you? And I just felt him say, yep, it's time to come home. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I sold the restaurant to him. In 3 weeks, we closed, which is unheard of on a commercial thing. And so I came home and for a few months just played with the kids and stuff because I was so grateful to be home and have that time with them. But then a few months after that, through amazing turn of events, God had the governor call me and appoint me as the new representative. I didn't know him from anybody. Just amazing. I mean, it was a clear miracle. God, oh, I want you to do this.
I'm going to take a quick break here, Kurt. You reminded me of Eric Little when you told me that, how, you know, you want me to be a missionary to China, chariots of fire. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots on the ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Looking back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281. I see we got a phone call up there, but I'm not going to pick it up until I see that Don has vetted you, at least to know your name, where you're calling from, so on and so forth. So until I see that information, I'm not going to pull you up. If you want to do, call in 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I do want to say this one more time, folks. I have been telling you that we stripped our website of all of the advertisements. We've stripped all of our radio shows of all of the advertisements that were coming in through GCN. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and fill them with other ministries. And that's, as a matter of fact, Kurt, that is one of the things that I'd like to throw at you. If you'd like to do a 30-minute commercial, we're broadcasting into about 160 cities. I'd like to throw you into rotation there concerning Agenda 21. And speaking of Agenda 21, let's get back over to the topic with Curtis Bowers here, friends, talking about his Agenda 21 and America, grinding America down, because there's more that needs to be had here concerning this conversation. So it's all yours, Kurt.
Well, thank you. So anyway, got thrown into being a representative. While I was doing that, I was writing a letter to the editor each month, letting the people know, because I'd only lived in that district for 2 years, so I didn't know very many people, where I stood on the issue. So each month I would pick a different issue and let them know, this is what your representative believes. And January of 2008, God has a great sense of humor, my wife said, try not to pick something too controversial, because she was expecting to deliver a baby anytime. And she goes, I just don't want you on the cover of the newspaper when you go. I'm going to deliver the baby. She said, the nurses might be mean to me. I said, okay. And it was January. I was going to write on Roe v. Wade. And I said, no, I think I'm going to write on the most controversial subject you could ever write on. But I, God blinded us to that, which was fun. We look back and laugh. I wrote on a communist meeting I had attended in 1992. An older gentleman had asked me to go to this meeting because he had been studying communism and written books on it since the 60s. And he said, "What, you know, and what they're going to talk about?" Because if you people will remember, in 1989, the Berlin Wall came down. In 1992, December, the Soviet Union dissolved in 91. And so this is the summer of 92, 6 months after the Soviet Union dissolved, and the communists were having a meeting at the University of California, Berkeley. Huh. And he said, would you go? I can't go because they know who I am. And I said, sure. So I went to that meeting. And at that meeting, the three primary things they talked about is they wanted to continue to destroy the family, which they would say was man-made and only created so capitalists could pass down wealth to their children and to enslave women. And so they said we need to continue to do anything to break that down and to make women just discontent with marriage and motherhood, where they just don't get married at all. We need to break down the free enterprise system because it is so unjust. It only creates wealth for the super elites and all this. And so their plan for that, and this is 1992. So 32 years ago, they said, we think the only thing that can create enough regulation and red tape to drive business out of America is if we get behind the environmental movement. That's 1992. And then the last thing was America's morality. They said there's still a fabric of morality in this country, and we need to do away with it completely so man will be free to enjoy himself and without any rules or regulations. And what they thought would successfully do that, and that's 1992 again, they say, we think if we can get Americans to accept homosexuality, there'll be no more debates on morality, because it'll just kind of finally, how do you decide what's right and wrong if the door's open to that? So again, that's 92, when some of those things were laughable. In my notes, when they said they were going to use the environmental movement to destroy free enterprise, I go, how in the world would you do that? Because it was such a fringe movement back then. I was like, how would you destroy McDonald's by that? Yep. Well, in 2008, when I wrote that letter to the editor saying, hey, I went to a communist meeting 16 years ago. Here's what they outlined. Here's where we are today. And the only comment that was my own is said, it's time to wake up. Well,
can I ask you something there, though, Kirk?
Yes, I'm
curious. Was Gorbachev in that meeting? Because we know that he lived in California for a while there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No. He moved to San Francisco right after he left the Soviet Union to start Green Cross International, which was an environmental group, because they, all the communists worldwide, knew that's the new vehicle for world government, world totalitarian control. And we're going to do it as the good guys. Hey, we're saving the planet.
Yep.
No, all the people. Dr. Patrick Moore, who was the co-founder of Greenpeace, I flew up to his home in Vancouver because I wanted to talk to him personally several years back. And I said, why did you leave the group you started? And he said to me, and I was even shocked, he was so bold, he said, because the communists took it over. Yeah. I was like, wow. He goes, all they're doing is trying to destroy capitalism, and they're hurting the environment by what they're doing.
Exactly.
He goes, I care about the environment. I go, I know you do. And he was doing real things in Canada that we would all be behind, like managing their beautiful forest. And he goes, this is the greatest resource in the world. We need to manage it so we can utilize the wood. That's incredible. So, yeah, that was all the Reds worldwide knew, okay, that's the new vehicle. We cannot outspend America militarily, so we got to go strictly to Plan B. We're going to take our organization, the United Nations, and use that to implement more and more controls worldwide, where eventually we'll have our world government, and it will be totalitarian, but we'll do it, and people, most of them, will voluntarily accept it because they'll believe, oh, we're all going to die if we don't do it.
It was very genius. I'm totally tracking with you. Another one is just in question concerning the meetings that you may have had. Did you ever spend any time, or did you ever have the opportunity to communicate with Yuri Bezmenov, the defector from Russia?
I've watched all of his different videos and things that were made, but I personally didn't get to speak with him.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to see if you had any interaction with those guys.
Yeah, I've had some of the guys, but not him in particular. But so that was about why I wrote the letter on that. And needless to say, when we went and had our baby boy, Chapman, it was the eighth day in a row I was the headlines of the paper. Ooh. And people started protesting at the Capitol, demanding I resign and different things. It was the left, which I realized I'd hit on something because they brought out the troops. No, this guy's got to get out of here. You cannot have a guy speaking truth like this.
Amen.
And one of the people that wrote a letter defending me, which most people did, he said, what Representative Bauer says is true, but it's nothing new. It was all written in a book in 1958. And I became friends with him. And of course, the book was The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen, who had been a former FBI agent and had gathered all the intel from all the agents undercover in communist cells from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And he compiled it into a list. Here's the 45 current communist goals, the main things they're talking about. And do you have a minute before the next break?
You got about 4 minutes, but you're talking about in America here, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Nope, it's all yours. You got about 4 minutes.
No, these were the goals, 45 current communist goals for America. I'm going to just read a few of them to you so you understand. This is from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, how purposeful they have been. Goal number 17, you wonder what's happened to your schools. Get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism, soften the curriculum, get control of teachers' associations. You wonder why the garbage is being taught. That's why it was, if we raise the children, we got everything. Because listen to some of these from a Christian perspective. These shocked me when I first read them. Goal 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press.
Yep.
The commies know you get an obscene culture, it's going to collapse on itself. Goal 25, and this is so applicable today because this is right where we are. Break down the cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. That's 1950s America. And look, we live in a pornographic society today.
Yep.
I mean, the average woman dresses in a pornographic way.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think half of them even know they're doing it. It's the radical, designers and stuff pushing the culture.
Yep. Normalizing.
Convince women, show everybody everything you got.
Yep.
To me, I'm always shocked because sometimes I can tell, I think this is actually a decent woman. She just believed the lie. Like, it's okay to dress like this when it's not.
Yeah.
Anyway, that one was shocking because they've been so – then goal 26
– You do know, Kurt, that it's all the way up until 1968 was completely illegal. Pornography was in America up until that point. And it was actually the church's job from, the inception to where we're at up until the 60s to actually vet all movies before they were released to the public at large. And look
that's
what it's
right.
become. If you can demoralize the people, you can control the people. And that's what it
that's
seems
right.
to be that you're telling us.
That's right. No, the Hays Code was the code for all movies, and the Protestant Film Office had to review and put their seal of approval on it for it to be showed in any theater in America. And we gave that up. They didn't say, no, we said, we have no right to be telling people what they can watch.
Yep.
Then they went to the rating system where then anything is legal. You just have to rate it XXX or whatever. But then no one should be seeing that stuff. But it allowed it then to be out in the culture at large, and then we see the absolute destruction because of that all over our country.
Easily controlled. That's right. You got about 2 minutes.
Okay. Goal 26, showing what I heard at the meeting wasn't new. Present homosexuality as normal, natural, healthy. That's their words, the communist words from the 50s. Unbelievable. Quick story to show how far we've come. I was down with my dad's 90th birthday, and he had that book on the shelf, and just for a conversation, took it off the shelf and was looking through it. And on that goal, he had the word homosexual blacked out with a black marker where you couldn't read it. And I said, Dad, why'd you mark out the word homosexuality? And he said, well, it sounds funny now, but back then when I first read that book in 1961, I knew your mom was going to read it after me. I didn't want her to see that word. It was so offensive.
Yep.
Yep.
That's how far we've come, people.
That's right.
That word, he said, you would, if you would have mentioned that word in public, you would have lost every friend you even had for bringing up something so vile and wretched. Isn't that amazing, though?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I do a whole segment on that. That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, there's videos that you can still go check out online, Chris or Kurt, where you can actually watch how you're supposed to turn people in should you encounter these sort of people. Our laws condemn the very things that they're attempting to advocate today. I got one more break, one more segment with Kurt Bowers.
This is Bradley LibertyRadio.com. Broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Welcome back again to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And we have our friend Curtis Bowers with us right now. Agenda 21, Grinding America Down. And he also has Agenda 2 as well. And we're just kind of bantering back and forth concerning the things that what the government today is advocating for, our laws under God clearly condemn. And I'm thinking of Leviticus 18:22. I'm thinking of 20:13, Jude 1:7, Romans 1:26, and 31 other references condemning that which they're trying to normalize in America today. It's felonious activity is what it is, friends. And this is what the communists are busy attempting to do. You know, Kurt, I want to go back to that really quick, because what we see is not only are they trying to normalize it, but now it's at the point where they're attacking anybody that exposes them for their crimes against nature. That's what it's called in state statute throughout the United States of America. What are your thoughts about what you're seeing here as to how emboldened these people have actually become to do the things and to advocate for what they're advocating for?
Yeah, no, it's just once you open the floodgates, and like they were talking about that meeting, we just have to break down where that's accepted. And then once it is, you know the consequences, it'll just keep rippling out and changing everything. And so it's just, it's what happens again when you forget God.
Amen.
That's the root of our whole thing. That's what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said when he left. He'd spent his whole life in the gulags in the Soviet Union. He'd written books and slipped them out. And he'd even won the Nobel Prize for Literature while he's in the gulags in the Soviet Union. But when he came, finally got released in 1974, he came to America. All the cameras are there and everything. And he said, how did Russia fall to communism? And this guy was so articulate and brilliant, he could have said a million things. But all he said is he walked up to the mics and he said, we forgot God.
Yep.
That's it. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. No, it's like he was a genius and just a wonderful Christian man. But he goes, that's it. That's the answer. There's no longer answer needed. When you forget God, you will be turned into hell, as Psalm tells us.
Yeah.
One other quote I want to read that's really vital in this from a Christian perspective, because they understood the battle way better than we have understood the battle. This is 1932, a communist named Antonio Gramsci. Just a couple sentences from him. He was the one that understood you need a different strategy if you're dealing with a country that believes in God than you do from a country that doesn't and taking it over. Here's what he said. Any country grounded in Judeo-Christian values can't be overthrown until those roots are cut. Socialism is precisely the religion that must overwhelm Christianity. In the New Order, socialism will triumph by first capturing the culture via infiltration of the schools, universities, churches, and the media.
Yep. I'm totally with
that. They've been working on that for 90 years.
Exactly. I'm just, again, I'm blown away that the American people have allotted this and have allowed this to happen in their own country. During the break, Kurt, I was thinking about the video that I was talking about. It's called Boys Beware, concerning if you were to encounter a sodomite, a homosexual, back in 1961. You were to actually turn them into the authorities, and you were talking about that. And I'm just wondering, and I kind of have the answer, but you probably have a more in-depth understanding of this. The Rockefellers come into play, and then I think of their little pawn, Kinsey, as well, pushing forth that agenda. Do you have history on either one of those, or maybe even perhaps both?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kinsey was a pedophile that was elevated by the elites to a position of, no, he's a respected authority on sexuality and everything. No, it was the way it works, and it's hard to even talk about because it's again, Lucifer has his minions, and the people in Luke in the Bible, when he's tempting Jesus, we see something very clearly. He offers Jesus the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them, which I think is like all the shiny stuff, the glittery, the you know, and Jesus does not say, oh, you can't do it. He says, and I have the authority to give this. And Jesus does not say, no, you don't. Which tells me, yes, he does. That's the most meaningless thing in God's kingdom, money and mammon and fame. That's the only thing Satan has to offer people. But he has found many people over history, the rock, the musicians, the Hollywood movie stars, the elites, the George Soroses, the Rockefellers, who say, yes, I will bow down to worship you if you give me fame and fortune. And so he's like, okay. And he gives it to them, but then they use it for his ends because they know where they got it, and so that's really what this is. It's the pedophile network that runs the world for the most part. It's that way because Satan is their chief. He is their commander. He is the one that gave them everything that they have, and they are loyal to him. And so that's why I think, he started decades ago trying to get into America because we weren't like that. We were like, no, that's not acceptable here. And so that's why this war, Ephesians 6, this spiritual battle has been going on kind of behind the scenes, but not really. But now we're seeing it right out in the streets where it's no longer, it's kind of gone from the spiritual world into the physical world where the evil is so rampant you can just see it. You don't even have to be a Christian or anything. You can see. I think that's what's waking up a lot of non-Christians, which is wonderful to go. In fact, I got an email last spring from a guy. He goes, I just became a Christian. Stuff. And he knew I was a Christian. I go, oh, great. And he goes, do you know what God used? And I go, no. He said, when I started to see how evil was, I knew there had to be a God.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? That's what just drew him. Yep. No, if the evil's this black, there has to be the alternative of that. And that drove him to get saved, and everything was pretty neat.
Amen. I got about 2 minutes left with you, Kurt. We're talking with Kurt Bowers, and he is the author of Agenda and Grinding Down America, and he's highlighting his experience and his testimonials. And I think it's important for people to understand that this warfare has been going on in this country for a long time. But what I want to do is I just want to go ahead and throw it over to you, Kurt, and just tell people how they're supposed to get a hold of you, what's available concerning this award that you won with Grinding Down America in the gist. So it's all yours, my friend.
Yes. Well, the films are available on Amazon. I don't like Amazon, but that's the only place where you can digitally rent or download videos. So both the films are available there if you'd like to rent them or buy them or whatever. Or on our website, agendadocumentary.com. Agenda Weekly is a weekly newsletter and podcast and thing that my son-in-law and I do, summarizing all the events of the week into one place so people can get it quickly, go through it, know what's going on, and then get about doing something productive, meaningful. You know, don't sit there and stare at that TV 30 hours a week like so many people on our side do. You can't do that. You have to turn that off. Find a good source where you can find enough of what's going on so you're aware of the times, but then go take the neighbor out to lunch and share the gospel. Go spend time with your granddaughter. Go make a difference right where God has placed you. Be that light in the darkness, one person at a time. That's what God uses to change the world like he did with the disciples. And so I just want to encourage you in that. But agendaweekly.com is our weekly subscription thing if you're interested in that.
Awesome. Well, what I'd like to do is I'd actually like to take your link and post it to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And with that, we want to get the word out. I mean, obviously, I've heard of Agenda behind you there on the left and on the right. I didn't hear the one on the right, but I did hear about the one on the left, and I've seen that out there for years now. I want to ask you one question because I have a minute and a half left. How did your name cross the governor's desk where he actually reached out to you and asked you to be a part of the plan and government there in your state?
Yes. Well, I'd seen in the newspaper a man had just been elected to be a representative, and he was no good. Republican, but pro-choice and everything. And I was walking, I saw in the paper at the table, and I told my wife, I go, man, I hope we get a decent person representing us this time, because he was stepping down. He found out he had a heart problem. And she said, you ought to do it. And I was like, oh, no, I don't. But I started praying because I was like, oh, God's the boss. And so I felt like a Christian man needs to be willing. So I found out, how do you get your name in the hat? There was 8 people trying to get it, and they were all the good old boys except for me. I wasn't part of the little network, but the governor did what he had never done before. He picked over those, and he picked me because God wanted him to. And so I encourage people with that. If God wants you to be in whatever position, he will put you there. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to, oh, I've got to make this happen. So many people had gone to those Republican meetings for decades trying to get one of those positions because they just wanted that name tag. I didn't want it at all, but God said, I want you to have it. And he just gave it to me. Amen. I love it because it's just when he wants you to have something, you will have it.
Well, it goes back to God doesn't use you for your abilities. He uses you for your availabilities.
That's right.
And that's...
No, Go ahead. No, and he gave me something that I didn't want, but he knew that it was going to help refine me where I could talk in front of people because I'd never done that before. I was 40 years old, never talked in front of people, but he goes, I want you to, and this is going to prepare you for that.
Amen. So. Amen. It reminds me of what Mariah Woodworth Etter said back at the turn of the century. She was a famous preacher during that time, and she said, the man that wants to be in the pulpit is called of the devil. The man that doesn't want to be there is called of God. And you just proved my point, my friend. Curtis Bowers, Agenda 21, Grinding Down America. We totally appreciate you, Kurt. Talk to you soon, guy. Talk to you in 23.